And you're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Governor Cuomo has been traveling around the state, previewing some key initiatives that he will formally unveil in his State of the State address next week. Yesterday on Long Island, he talked about expanding LIRR capacity. And today at Madison Square Garden, he popped the hood on what could be his splashiest proposal, redeveloping Penn Station. WNYC's Kate Hines was there, and she's going to take us through it. Welcome, Kate.
Hi, Jamie.
So exciting. Are we finally getting a new Penn Station?
Well, I don't want to dash your hopes, but the governor dangled the possibility of a new Penn Station. Really,
okay.
What happened today was he offered up a plan to come up with a plan, and he put a lot of options on the table. Broadly speaking, there are five different possibilities, but they all involve moving Amtrak across the street to the Farley Post Office building. This is not a new idea. It was championed by Daniel Patrick Moynihan, which is where you've heard the term Moynihan Station before. Once you relocate Amtrak, you free up space within the existing Penn Station, and you can renovate the interior. The two stations would be connected via an underground passageway, and the whole complex would be called the Empire State Station, which, by the way, got all the reporters talking about Star Wars.
I won't go there. But as you said, this has been talked about for years, going back to Moynihan, years. So why is it taking so long?
One of the biggest stumbling blocks, aside from the cost, is that expanding Penn Station involves moving Madison Square Garden, and Madison Square Garden has really resisted efforts to relocate. Also, the development rights are currently locked down by two developers, and they just couldn't seem to get anything off the ground. And there are a number of entities involved. There is Amtrak, which, of course, is a federal government agency. Then you have the state's Economic Development Corporation and the MTA. And New Jersey Transit is a big tenant, so it's like a hornet's nest of players. But one of the new things to come out of today is that the EDC, Amtrak, and the MTA have formed a consortium to work on this.
So why is it happening now?
It kind of has to happen. Penn Station is one of the city's most hated places. It's hard to find anyone who will defend it. And the number of people using Penn Station is projected to double in 15 years, so it's desperate for more space. Meanwhile, there are a lot of transportation projects either underway or on the drawing board that depend upon expanding Penn Station, like the Gateway Tunnel, the new rail tunnel under the Hudson River, which will bring more New Jersey Transit trains in, and the MTA is building four new Metro North stations in the Bronx. When East Side Access opens, that's the project that brings LIRR trains into Grand Central, those Metro North trains will come into Penn Station for the first time. Pretty much every city planner agrees we need this.
Okay, but how do we pay for it?
That's a $3 billion question, which is roughly how much the governor says it will cost. There will undoubtedly be some public money involved, but Cuomo wants to leverage private investment, and here's how he explained it.
The private developer will finance the Penn redevelopment in exchange for the retail development rights that are within the station itself. Again, there are 650,000 people going through Penn.
After the announcement, I spoke to Tom Wright. He's the head of the Regional Plan Association. He's been backing this idea for years. And he said a big part of today's splashy presentation was trying to drum up private interest in this very thing.
They've chummed the waters. They've put enough money on the table and enough economic value on the table to hopefully get the private sector to start thinking very creatively about how they can generate some revenues and do something here.
So he wants to drum up interest from private sector.
So what's going to happen to Madison Square Garden?
That was the other amazing thing that happened today. Cuomo said today that his preferred option for Penn Station involves what he called the friendly negotiated condemnation of Madison Square Garden Theater. Now, the Dolan family, which owns MSG, has really despised the idea of moving. But James Dolan, the chairman of the company, was actually on the dais seated next to the governor. And while he didn't look all that happy and he didn't say a lot, here's what he did say.
If there's an opportunity to partner with the state, I will gladly take it.
Keep in mind that Madison Square Garden is in year three of a 10-year lease renewal, so the clock on it is already ticking down. Meanwhile, Cuomo says a formal request for proposals from private developers is expected to go out this week, and he wants responses back in 90 days.
All right. Very exciting. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you.